I'm Diane Roberts. Civilians like these at the Ashkit border crossing with Egypt continue to try to flee Sudan as the country's warring sides began talks Sunday that aimed to firm up a shaky ceasefire. Meanwhile, fighting between Sudan's warring sides continued after weeks of conflict that has killed hundreds, wounded thousands, disrupted aid supplies, and sent 100,000 refugees fleeing abroad. The U.S.-Saudi initiative is the first serious attempt to end fighting between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. Many people in the Democratic Republic of Congo have nowhere to live and nothing to eat following Friday's flash floods that killed more than 175 people, forcing aid workers to stack mud-covered bodies on top of each other. The rainfall in South Kivu province caused rivers to overflow a day prior, inundating villages. Floods and landslides are not uncommon in South Kivu, which shares a border with Rwanda, where this week heavy rains killed 130 people and destroyed more than 5,000 homes there. Russia's Wagner mercenary group appeared on Sunday to ditch plans to withdraw from Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine, saying they'd been promised more arms by Moscow and suggesting they may keep up their assault on what Russia sees as a stepping stone to other cities in the Donbas region. Elsewhere, Ukrainian and Russian media reported explosions across Russian-occupied Crimea. U.S. Secretary of State Janet U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Sunday said debt ceiling negotiations should not take place with a gun to the head of the American people. This is VOA News. Police in the U.S. state of Texas shot dead a man who killed at least